Mrs. Kimball by Jennifer Hay. Read by Martha Plimpton. Disc 1.
The man died alone in a baby blue Eldorado on Route A1A, waiting for the drawbridge to be lowered. As his heart seized, his foot lifted off the brake. The car crept forward and nudged the bumper of a lawn service truck. The driver of the truck radioed his office and waited for the ambulance to arrive. By the time it came, the man was already dead. He had lived alone in a furnished apartment on Largo Boulevard, with a sunny terrace and a view of the ocean. In the 5 months he'd lived there, no one in the building had noticed any visitors. In his apartment, police found no books, no photos or personal correspondence, just recent newspapers and copies of the Broward County Real Estate Guide, a free publication distributed in boxes on the beach. In the bathroom were several bottles of pills, all unlabeled. According to the coroner, they were medications to lower blood pressure and cholesterol, slow a racing heart. The man had owned a dozen fine suits and 3 pairs of expensive running shoes. A neighbor said he'd risen at dawn each day to run on the beach. On the table next to his bed was a gold wedding band. He'd been seen eating breakfast each morning at a coffee shop down the street, the same thing every day, black coffee and toast. He sat alone at the counter reading newspapers, a local daily, the Miami Herald, and the Washington Post. How he spent the rest of the day, nobody knew. He was seen twice at a neighborhood drugstore, buying vitamins. He paid his rent with a personal check. 5 months ago, he'd opened an account at First Florida Bank.